We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ryan Hasenauer, Director of Marketing for Batavia Downs Gaming and Western OTB. That's RyanHasenauer.
Ryan, what can you tell us about the federal probe?
I know nothing. The only thing that I know is what I read in the paper. So I don't have any other knowledge about any sort of investigation. I personally have not been subpoenaed to appear or talk to anybody. So at this time, I know what you guys know.
What do you guys think you accomplished today by being here in front of the legislature?
I think what we hope to accomplish, and again, that's, I guess, up for interpretation, is to explain that Batavia Downs is a transparent organization, that we keep records. We are highly regulated by the New York State Gaming Commission, and as such, you know, we are held to a certain level of transparency. The state comptroller is in our offices right now, has been since August 1st, and is doing a thorough check of everything. We're not sure how long that'll take, but I'm sure it'll be a couple months for them to review everything, and from there I'm sure there'll be some recommendations, and of course we will adhere to those recommendations.
There's a lot of questions about these tickets that are going out there to Bills and Sabres games.
Sure.
Why can't you guys release that information publicly despite the FOIL request?
You know, as a director of marketing, I don't have a legal opinion. You know, I'm just, you know, here to, you know, on behalf of the organization. You know, any sort of a check about a legal opinion would have to be directed to our legal team at Batavia Downs. But, you know, essentially what it boils down to is that our customers, our guests, have a certain level of expectation of privacy. And, you know, this is proprietary information. You know, we're rewarding our people for playing at our facility, and should those names be made public, from there certain things could happen, including, unfortunately, other facilities, be it Sovereign or another racetrack, poaching our customers. And of course, their monies don't go back to the state. They don't go back to the county. They don't pay for state education. 47% of the money that's lost at Batavia Downs each day, the next morning, goes directly to the state gaming facility or the state education fund. And we haven't missed a payment in 14 years. It can't be said for other organizations that had an agreement with the state to provide money. The other portion of the money, of course, is kept, and then in lieu of expenses and everything else, a portion is given back to the county of Erie, the city of Buffalo, and 15 other municipalities. A handout was given. I'm not sure if any of you guys got the handout that was given to the legislators in there, but so far we're having one of our best years of all time. The amount of money we've given Erie County and the city of Buffalo so far through 6 months, because we do distributions every quarter, is more than it was all of last year in 2018. And I believe it is just over $500,000 for one of them. I don't have it on me. I didn't keep a copy for myself. But really what it comes down to is if the names are out there and all of a sudden these names are being poached by other gaming facilities, that's going to be money that is not going to be given to the state of education. It might not go back to New York State. It might not go back to Erie County. And it's not going to go back to the city of Buffalo.
To the best of your knowledge, a couple of news outlets have foiled this list, but nobody has taken legal action to try to obtain it from...
To my knowledge, no. Not at this time.
What is the argument against at least releasing the names of staffers who are on the receiving end of these tickets?
Until today, just now, no one has ever actually asked for the names of the staffers. So we will go back and we will compile those things, and I will bring that to the legislature in due time.
But you guys just issued a blanket denial saying that you would not previously, your organization said they would not release any names.
They asked for the customers is what I was told. Again, I'm just the director of marketing. I don't look at the legal opinions or get the legal requests. I let the guys handle that.
Do you think these requests from the legislature, they are reasonable, something that OTB can come back with?
I think it's certainly something that we're going to go back to our legal team and discuss.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.